Well, this is an exciting morning. You know, we've been speaking a lot about this Holiday Hope Fund on the New Classical FM here, and you've heard the ads as well. This morning, we're so excited to have with us in the studio the Scott Mission's Chief Development Officer, Christy Morrow. Christy, welcome to Classical Mornings.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I know you've just were with our neighbor gals next door, and so this is such an frightfully important thing to talk about. In fact, can you tell us more, just before I'll ask you where things are at, just about what this Holiday Hope Fund entails?
The fund really helps build a sense of community and a joyful Christmas at the Scott Mission. So when people get involved and donate money, we're able to host people at a dinner. We're gearing up. We're cooking 50 turkeys right now serve over 500, almost 500 people on Christmas Day. So people have a place to turn to. If they don't have another place to share a meal on Christmas, they can come to the Scott Mission. And it'll be a meal with all the fixings, exactly what you would want on Christmas Day. But we've also been serving 2,800 families over the last several weeks, getting ready for Christmas to make sure they have food on their tables, that their kids have presents under the tree on Christmas morning. So everything that is given through this fund helps build a joyful and merry Christmas for our neighbors in Toronto.
Helps in any way. Can you tell us, because the fund drive's been going on for a little bit now, anything about the figures and where are we at and what's still missing? I mean, I know we're talking about money and it's always such a delicate issue, but it is what it is. And so we need to know what is needed, where are we at, and what more can be still done?
So we are getting into the last few days before Christmas, but your listeners have been very generous, and they've donated about $25,000 to date, which is great.
That's fantastic.
Yes, and so typically when we look at this, because this is our 14th year of doing this, we usually get to about $35,000, which is wonderful. So these last few days can make a huge difference for groceries for families and for a meal. And we're able to stretch the dollar at Scott Mission. So when people make a donation, we can provide a Christmas meal for $4.25. We have really worked hard with partners to buy great food to serve, but at a good price. You know, so it makes a difference.
$4.99. I'm just thinking that a latte costs about $5.75. Here you can get a whole meal for $4.99. So, you know, do the math and where is your heart? But I know we were just chatting before we went on air, too, that this is for many people a particularly challenging time because of the inflation that we're currently in, right? So perhaps the encouragement is just not thinking that it's a certain amount that you have to offer or donate, but anything really, right?
That's absolutely it. Everything makes a difference in someone's life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're sitting at home and you've got your food and you have your presents, and if there's any little bit and you feel like you want to make that difference in your neighbor's life, that is a really, we are so appreciative of anybody who decides to do that.
Just a little bit about the history. I was reading up. The Scott Mission, of course, was founded in 1941 by Morris and Annie Zeidman. And a cute little side story that my father-in-law, he still takes donations to drop them off, but he still lovingly refers to it as taking stuff down to Zeidman's. But my question to you and the team is really, how has this remarkable organization been able to keep going and provide these much needed services? I mean, all special people that you work with that put in their heart and soul into this long-lasting tradition.
Yes, sometimes I speak with some of our donors, and they've been with us for three generations. So it's now the grandchildren who are volunteering. And donations, not just money, but like you said, bringing down food drive goods, or bringing down a gently used winter coat to make a difference in someone's life. We have people arriving from other countries who have never experienced winter.
Well, there's that too.
And that makes a big difference. So we keep going because of our donors and because we know that we want to serve our neighbors.
Do you find, statistically speaking, that there is a larger number than usual of homeless people this particular Christmas or December 2022?
You know, yes. I'll give you a statistic. People are really experiencing a tight budget. So whether it's they're experiencing homelessness or they're just having to decide between paying the rent and putting food on the table, I looked at the statistics for food banks. Mm-hmm. Just in one part, eight food banks in one part of Toronto, we had over 13,000 visits in November of 2019. So
that's a staggering amount.
3 years ago. But this past November, so November of 22, that number increased to 33,000 visits at food banks from 1 year to the next, from 13,000 in 2019 to 33,000 in November of 22.
So
that's a huge difference.
If it's more visits to the centers, does that then also mean that you need more volunteers? So if people can't donate, could they perhaps donate their time and help as well?
Absolutely. Our donors are our life, our donors and our volunteers are our lifeline. They are the heart of Scott Mission. So we would love to have people come out and volunteer. We have many, many people who come out and they serve meals. They help in the food bank. They help
serve
even
up a smiling face, a lovely smile. It's amazing what a smile will do too.
Yes, just connecting with people.
Yeah.
People come to Scott Mission for basic needs and for us to come
for
alongside
fellowship, for conviviality,
but they need a community.
Yes, they do.
And volunteers make a big difference in that.
Well, we are so glad that you are around. Thank you so much, Christy Morrow, for dropping by this morning. Here are the details again. The New Classical FM's 14th annual Holiday Hope Fund in support of Scott Mission. You can help men, women, and children by providing food, clothing, shelter, and children's toys to those most in need throughout the city. To make a cash check or credit card donation, call 416-923-2400 or donate online at www.scottmission.com. Thank you very much for taking the time and best of luck. And let's keep the number of people having to come down. Let's donate more money, but let's just be there for each other, really, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you so much.